I don't remember anymore. I think it's Rav Mordechai. Vatar oid lev atel up the pasuk yutes perik lamin pasuk yutes vatar lev atel bein shishli Yaakov. Okay, number six. Vatoymer leya zivodani elokim oisi zeved toif. Hashem has given me. Okay, what does mean the word zivodani? We have to see in 1 second. Zivodani, we'll see in 1 second. Zeved toif. Hapam yizbeleni ishi ki yoladeti loy shishavonim vatikra eshemo zivulun. Okay, let's see Rashi first. Pasuk Yutes, Rashi. Rashi says Zevet. What's the word Zevet? Ki Targumoi. Aha, wonderful. That's what we do here. We learn Targum. So Rashi says over Ki Targumoi. Rashi does not often say Ki Targumoi. This is like, you know, you have to count the number of times that Rashi over here is coming to give a compliment to the Targum. Or let's see. So Targum says, let's do Targum. Va'amoras Leia Yehav Hashem Yosei. So he teaches the word zivodani. He doesn't really seem to translate it. Zivodani, Hashem has given. Yehav Hashem, Yehav Hashem Yosei. Now, what is in the word Yosei? In the art scroll, the words Hashem Yosei are in bold. Now, Hashem is in bold because Elohim. This is something which we never really spent time on. This is that the Targum does not differentiate between Elohim and Yudke Vavke. If I'm not mistaken, the Targum always says the same thing, Yud, Yud. And I have a feeling that's the reason why in the Siddur, in the old Siddurim, it was always, when you come to Hashem's name, they always had two Yuds. It was taken from the Targum. The Targum always translates, always refers to Hashem with two Yuds. Let me take a look over here in the Ma'atzari. The Ma'atzari, Parshas Vayetze. Let's see what it says over here. Zivodani lekim zevet toif. Okay, we have a lot of stuff on the word zevet. Zevet means a portion, right? A chelek. Base modor. We have to see over here. Let's go slow. Let's first see over here what it says over here in this pasuk here. 1 second.
Hello.
Okay, that's Mordechai. I can hear your voice now.
Yeah, sorry. Okay. I didn't know it was muted. Star six.
Okay, I lost the place here. Oh, here it is. Zevetav. Okay. Zevetav is pasuk chaf. In the Ma'atzari, pasuk chaf. I can't believe this. He doesn't say anything over here. Silent. How could that be? Chavdeis, yeah, no, he does say. Where does it start? It starts on the previous page, yeah, on the previous page, Yosei. Okay. Ayin radak sheheir shamila oisi bimikro l'cho'oira miyuseris. Okay. Zivodani l'kim oisi. Okay. L'cho'oira miyuseris shaharei kivar omra zivodani. Zivodani means me. He's asking a question. The radak asks a question. Why does it say the word O-C? Zivodani, the Nun Yud, is exactly the same as the word O-C. So the word Zivad means to give. And when you append the suffix Nun Yud, it means you have given me. Thus, when it says the word O-C, Zivodani, Elohim O-C, we don't need the word O-C. Once it says zivodani, the nun yud, that is equivalent to the word osi. So l'chayra, the word li is extra. L'chayra miyuseres shaharei kvar amar zivodani. Avul unkelis tirgem yosei. Ah, so unkelis is coming to answer the question. That's why he adds a word into the pasuk that does not say yosei. Shepi rushoi oisoi, him, not me. Wow. Okay, so what he's saying over here is like this. If you look in the Targum, over here says, the pasuk says, va'ah. Moras Leo Yehav Hashem Yosei. Hashem has given him. The word Yosei does not belong here. That is why the art scroll, you don't have the art scroll, unfortunately, the art scroll uncleus, they put the word Yosei in bold. Because this word is not part of the literal translation of the pasuk. Yosei, Hashem has given him. And then it says, O see, and given me. They're two completely, and the Targum translates the word osi to mean li. And zeved is cholak, is a portion. And Rashi says, excellent. Kit Targumai. Rashi will be here, it's unusual that he has to go and support the Targum. Let me go further over here in the Matzah. Aval yesh lefar shahisiv yosei li be'ur, v'hishmet kofal hakinuyim, v'tirgim rak li. He's not explaining here. He's not really helping us very much. Let me read a little bit more. Chulak tov, chelek tov, a portion. Zeved is a portion. Zivodani means to give. Zeved. It's the same word twice. The word is being repeated twice. Zivodani is the same word as the word zeved. And the Targum translates the word cholak, a portion. There's a repetition of the word. It's like aser to aser. B'chol asher titen li aser a'asrenu lach. This week's parasha. Dibre tere kolashayin b'nei adam. So we have the word zivodani. Elokim osi zeve toiv. Okay, let's go further over here in the mat so you don't have this. Ki ilu kos ilu kasuva zeved bivov. Okay, now we sing over here a whole new pshat. V'hu loshen aramis. Shemet argaminan tseida. Zudin, Amra, Shehaben Haze, Asao, Hashem, Lot, Seder Toiv, Vechelek Toiv, Kavanose, Matona Toiv, Zevelosh, and Yishmol, who Losh Matona. Are you saying over here a lot of different things? Number one, the word Zevet over here, at least the Targum says the word Cholak. There's another word, Zevet, with a Vav. The word Zevadani here in this pasuk is spelled with a vase. Radak says there's another word called Zeved with a Vav. The word Zeved, it seems to say, is an Aramaic word which means a hunted piece, an animal. When you go out to hunt and you come across a deer and you target the deer and you capture it, Tzeda, Tzuda li Tzayit. Let's in fact go back to Parshas Toldos and see how the Targum translates the word Tzuda li Tzayit. Vayozed Yaakov, let's see over here. Vayomer li Zavadolos, my lucky thing to see. Okay, Hava li Tzayit. No, here it says the word Tzeda. Does not use that word. Let me go back. Vitzeha Sodev, Vitzuda li Tzayit, Vitzuda li Tzeda. It says the word Tzeda, does not say that word with above. So here, for some reason, we're saying the word Tzeda is chulak toif, chelek toif, a good portion, kavanos kilu kesuva zeved with a vav, v'hu l'shoin aramis, Aramaic, shemet hargeminon tseida. Okay, the Aramaic translation of the word tseida, go out into the field and hunt, and bring me home some food, is zivodin. That's not what it says in Unkelis. Maybe that's what it says in the Targum Yoinason. Maybe that's what it says in Targum Yushalmi, I don't know. But he says that's the Aramaic word for tseida. Amra shaben azeh osa'oi Hashem lo tseida toiv v'chilek toiv. Zvulon captured Hashem. It doesn't just mean a chilek toiv. It's effort. Effort, work, toil, in order to be koine a chilek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chavanosai matana toiv. Zev loshen yishmol hu loshen. Then he says another pshat. It means a gift. All right, so now let's go back over here to Rashi. Rashi first says, Zeve toiv ki targumai, it means a portion. Yizbeleni l'shoin beis zvul. Beis zvul means a, what does it mean beis zvul? I don't know what it means. What does it mean the beis zvul? It means a home. It means a, I guess it means a chela, the same idea. I'll put away. Don't bang it. Okay, a beis zvul, beis mador, a dwelling place. Me'ata lo tehe ikar dirasei ela imi. Now on, Leah said, Yaakov Avinu is going to spend all of his time with me. He's going to move his mita, his bed, into my tent permanently because I have given him 6 children. I have provided half of the shifteka. There was a tradition that there would be a total of 12 children. And I have provided half, 6. Sheyesh li banim keneged kol nashav, keneged all of his wives. Okay, so now we go back to the pasuk one more time. Vatamal Leah Zivodani Elukim, or you see Zevet of Hashem has given me through this child a base modar. I now have a home where my husband will come and will spend his time with me. I will be now the Ikeris Abayis, because I have provided 6 of his 12 children. Hapam now, Yizbeleni. Again, the word appears. The word appears again for a third. Well, this is a different word. The word Yizbeleni is a different word. It's Zion based, but the Lamed, there's no Dalit. Yizbeleni Ishi, he will be joined to me. Ki yoladeti lo yishishov onim, vatikro shmo Zivulun. So Zivulun means he will be joined to me. Now the time over here says, Hado zimno yehei midore divali livosi. The midore, the dwelling place of my husband, will be livosi, will be together with me. So the word yizbeleni means to accompany me. Okay, now let me see what it says here in the art scroll. Maybe the art scroll over here said, now let's first go over here to the mat. Sorry, he has over here more on this point. The dira of my Baal will be etzli. Now we have to go back. We have to go back and explain, though, what it means over here, the repetition of the word osi and the word yosei. Vatomalaya Zivodani Elokim. Yahav Hashem Yosei. Hashem has given him Oisi to me. Zevetoif. Okay, so I think over here he's saying a tremendous chiddush, which I didn't appreciate. I think he's saying over here an awesome chiddush over here. He's saying over here is Leah said that Hashem has given him. Remember we said the word Yosei means him, not me. Hashem has given my husband, Yaakov, to me. Through having this 6th child, Hashem, Elohim, has brought it about that Yaakov has been given over to me, that I am his primary wife. Now he had Rachel. Rachel was, until now, we saw in the previous psukim, we learned yesterday that Yaakov Avinu was supposed to go to the tent of Rachel. But now, through having this 6th child, Hashem gave me this child, and by giving me this child, Hashem has brought it about. Hashem has transferred him. Who is the Loi? The Loi is Yaakov. Yaakov has been given Li to me. And then she goes on to explain. Hapam Yizbeleni Ishi, my husband will now be joined to me. Ki yolati lo yishishavonim vatikra shmo Zivulun. So he's touching over here is, again, we're dealing over here with a very interesting point of the time. The time over here says, Zivodani. Zivodani literally means Hashem has given to me. But the Targum does not translate it like that. The Targum, for some reason, translates it, Yahav Hashem Yosei, Hashem has given him, Li, Osi, to me. So I think that's what he's trying to say over here, the Targum. It's a poetic expression. It's not to be translated literally. But what it means to say over here is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through this child, has brought it about that my husband has been given over to me. And by him being given over to me, I now have a Zevet Toiv in this world. I have now a good portion. I have a Dira, a Mador, a base Dira. Because now, Hapam Yizbeleni Ishik, Yilati Lo Yishish Avarim, Vatek Roshmo Zivulun. Okay, so this is something which I never would have imagined in my wildest dreams to understand the Pshat and this Pasuk in such a way. Zivodani Elokim Oisi, Hashem has given him over to me. The him, the subject of the word him, is Yaakov. And by doing so, I now have a Zevet Toif, a very beautiful house. A house with a husband who will come and find my home to be his primary residence. Now let me read you what it says here in the art scroll. Art scroll, let's see. Unkelus treats the word Zevet as being equivalent to the Aramaic word Zivad. Provisions. Literally, then the verse means Hashem has provided me with beneficial provisions. Unglis clarifies the meaning of these words in more accessible terms. Hashem has given him to me as a good portion. Right? So he actually says this. Hashem has given him to me as a good portion. Now, see, I think the simple translation is that the child, Hashem has given the child to me as a good portion. Right? I think that's the Pashup Shah. That's what the article seems to be saying over here is that's the big question over here. The question is, who is the subject of the word him? The word is Yosei, it's him. Who is the subject? Is the subject Yaakov, like I tried to say, or is the subject the baby? Hashem has given the baby to me as a good portion in this world. That appears to be the simple reading of the pasuk, even though that's not the literal translation of the words. Because the literal translation of the word Zivodani, Hashem has given to me. For some reason, the Targum does not want to translate that, but translates it, Hashem has given him. But then it says an extra word, Hashem has given him. And the reason why the Targum is saying that we have to translate the word in that fashion is because otherwise, if we're going to say Hashem has given to me, then the word OC is repetitious. So that forces us, due to the poetic nature of this pasuk, is to translate the word Zivodani, Hashem has given him. Now that we know Hashem has given him, we now have a dilemma. Who is the subject of the word him? Is the subject of the word him the baby? Or is the subject of the word him my husband? If you say it's the baby, okay, Hashem has given him to me as a good portion in this world. And then she goes on to make a second statement, Hapam yizbeleni ishi, my husband will be joined to me, ki yalati lo yishisha vanim, because I gave birth to him, 6 children. Vatikra eshmo zivulon. But if you want to suggest that the subject of the word him is Yaakov, my husband, so then the second half of the pasuk is coming to elaborate and to explain this point. Hashem has given my husband to me, and by doing so, I now have a home, a residence that is very good. And then the positive, what does that mean? Why? Just because he had this baby, all of a sudden you have a beautiful home? Let me explain. Now I have 6 children. Because the second half of the pasuk is now going to be an explanation of the first half of the pasuk. Okay, that is what it appears to be. Okay, that's a tremendous, it was kedai to come here in the rain to learn this. This is something I never would have learned my whole life. Blaza Bachi is the one who has your zuchus. We have this explanation. All right, now let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk number, pasuk Chaf Alf 21. V'achar, afterwards, Yolda Bas, Leah, had a 7th child. And the 7th child, her name was a daughter. V'atikra Eshema Dina, she called her by the name of Dina. Okay, so what does Rashi say? Dina, Perish Rabbi Sayyidina Shadona Leah Din Ba'atzma, she judged herself. Im ze zohar lo sehei Rachel achoisi ka achas hashvachos. If she's going to have 7, so that means Bila and Zilpah had 2 apiece. Each one had 4. Bila had 2 and Zilpah had 2. So Leah already has 6. Bila and Zilpah have 2. We're up to 10. If I, Leah, I'm going to have now a 7th child, so that means Rachel, there'll be already 11. I'll have 7. Bila 2, Zilpah 2, we're up to 11. The only thing left for Rachel will be 1. Rachel will not even be equal to Bila and Zilpah. And that would be a very great bezoyin. So therefore, Leah was mistala that the fetus should not be a male, but should be a female. And we know that this is a big topic of discussion, that you cannot change the gender of a person. It's interesting that this Gemara, this sugya, is very relevant to America. The wokeness of this country of these crazy people out there who, whatever. I need not elaborate. And here she was mispalel that the gender of this child should be changed from being a zohar to a nikeva. Now there are many Maimari Chazal, many Midrashim, exactly what happened over here. And the Gemara says that it's a tefillah shof. Once a fetus is 40 days old, it's already too late, too little, too late. The baby is what it is, and if a person is mispalel, it should be a boy or a girl, it's nonsense because you can't go against the world of reality. So Chazal says some really strange things, and that is that at this moment in time, Rachel was also pregnant. And Rachel was pregnant with a female. And somehow, I don't know who their surgeon was, who their OBGYN was, they did a switcheroo. They took the baby from Rachel came into Leah, and the baby from Leah came into Rachel. And how do you do this? I don't know how do you do this. You need this is some technique, and it was switched. So that's what Rashi Avia says. Perisha Rabbi says, Shadona Leah din ba'atzma. She judged herself. Im ze zochel lo tzei Rachel achoisi ka'achas hashvachos. Ve'hispalil lo olav. She was mispalil. Ve'nepach le'nikeva. And it was nepach to a nikeva. Okay? This is something which in 21st century in America, they would love this type of stuff over here. All right, now let's see over here what it says over here in the... That's what it says over here in Rashi. What does it say over here in the Targum? The Targum over here in the art school only has one word in bold. The achar. It says ubosar kain. In the art school, the word kain is in bold. Yelidas bas. She gave birth to a daughter. Ukiros yoshema dina. Her name was Dina. Now let's see what it says over here in the art scroll. Okay, the art scroll here says Dina. The name Dina is related to the word Din. Judge Leah conceived the boy, but she made a judgment against herself and decided that it was unfair for her to have another son. The matriarchs knew prophetically that Yaakov would have 12 tribes, since Leah already had given birth to 6, and the two maidservants together had given birth to 4. There were only 2 tribes left to be born. If Leah would have a 7th son, that will leave at most 1 son for Rachel, which would be even less than the maidservants. Leah therefore prayed that her fetus be changed to a girl. What's the word Cain? The achar. Ubosar Cain. Okay, he's not explaining here in the art school the significance of the word Cain. He's not explaining. So we have to go to the Ma'at Tzori. The Ma'at Tzori here in this pasuk says... Let's see, the Achar Cain. Dina Pasuch of Aleph. Let's see what it says over here. No, it doesn't say anything. I want to suggest to you, now that we know the secret, that Mayor Appeldorf is here, that the reason why it says that Rashi was triggered. How did Rashi know this? Rashi says, Dina Perushu Rabbi Seinu Shadona Lea Din Ba'atzma. I want to suggest that Rashi is getting what he's saying from the word in the Targum that does not belong in the Targum. Targum added a word. It says V'achar. After, V'achar means after. Why, and in translation Aramaic is U'bosar. Why did the Targum add the word Cain? U'bosar Cain. Targum should just say U'bosar. So I want to suggest that this is exactly what's going on in Rashi. Rashi is saying, let's say, what does V'achar mean? Simply means she had 6 children and now she's up to child number 7. Right? 6 children, we're up to number 7. I had 6 and now we're going to have number 7. Like I told you from Pesach Oretz, when he had his 7th boy, he said, this is his name was Pesach. This is Shevihi Shol Pesach, but it's not Acharon Shol Pesach. Okay, so Acharon, so this simply the word Achar means afterwards, after 7, after 6 comes 7. If that was the case, all the Targum should say is Ubosar. Along comes Rashi, and he's telling you a Chiddush. The word V'achar is not referring to the series. four, five, six. And now we're up to seven. Achar, after six, comes Dina. No. Achar is going after she came to the realization that if she would have a seventh son, Rachel would not have even, would not equal one of the Shvachas. She came to that realization. She came to that realization. So the Achar, and how do you know the word Achar is not mean after six comes seven? Because it says Ubosar Cain. After, now I don't know how you can prove this, but if we're just going in order, Achar means Achar. Cain means there is an emphasis on something significant. There is an event. There is a realization that has come to her mind, which triggered.
You want to hear Drush?
Yeah.
How much is Cain Gematria?
70.
No, with the word is 71.
71, yeah, so, okay.
What did she call her daughter? Dina.
Dina.
Why Dina?
Because of Rashi. Because she made a din ba'atzma.
Right. What do you need a bezin of 71?
Dina nefashos.
That's right. She made a din nefashos. There are a lot of nefashos.
Ah, so he's saying Cain, dina nefashos. The cause sire to her sister.
It's her sister's nefasha, but it's also the nefesh of the child. What's gonna happen to this child if she would have been a boy? She would have been a girl, right?
This child was meant to be a boy, and she turned the baby. She turned the baby
right,
into.
So you're changing the child from a boy to a girl. Is it a question of nefasha?
Okay, so Dina, so what are you saying over here? Dina, no, you're saying it's Gematria 7, it's Gematria 7, it's Gematria.
Rama Cain, after she made
69.
The decision of a Bezin.
It's own Dina's only Gematria 69. None 50 is 60, 5 and 4 is 9, 69. Not 7.
Yeah, but I'm not worried about Dina. Dina, the name means Din.
Din. Cain, the Achare Cain, okay. Okay, so I think over here what Rashi is saying is rooted in the word Cain. That's what Rashi is coming to pick up on the Targum. All right, let's go to the next Pasuk. Ahimea, you're saying good, but I don't understand how you're reading into the word Cain, the Gematria. I don't get that, but all right. By the way, the thing that you gave me...
Gematria is 70, right? The thing that, is 70.
Yeah.
And we add the value of the word. The word is one word. So you add one more to it.
71. But you know, Bez is Machlik. So the first staff, the verse Mishnah, in Masechet Sanhedrin, does the Bez need 70 or 71? One opinion says, you don't need to come on to 71, because most opinions, I think we pass will need 70.
Okay.
70. Cain. Okay, let's go. Good. I hear. You gave me those on the parasha. What did you give me over here today, those sheets? Those sheets in the parasha? Who wrote that stuff? You know what I'm talking about? I lost you. All right, let's go weiter. Next pasuk,
Chas. The one that's in the FDJ?
No, you gave me these photocopies of something or some printouts.
Oh no! Why you looked at them?
Yeah.
Are they good?
It's very esoteric. It's like Kabbalah stuff.
Who wrote this?
Is this from a manuscript from 100 years ago?
It's from
I can tell. This is like a manuscript.
Great-great-grandfather.
Oh, yours?
Yeah.
Oh, he was Taka Makubo.
He wasn't Makubo.
You see, I was right about you. This Kabbalistic stuff you gave me there. All right, let's go weiter. Vayiskar, I knew. I right away figured out.
I hope you understood it because I didn't.
this is like, this stuff is like.
Okay, go ahead. Whatever. Talk to you later.
Vayiskar lokim es Rachel, vayishma Hashem remembered Rachel, Rachel vayishma elecha lokim vayiftach es Rachma. Hashem remembered Rachel. He listened to her, elokim vayiftach, and he opened es Rachma, her womb. Now, on this pasuk, I never saw something like this before in my whole life. I never saw the entire Targum is in bold. The Art Scroll put the entire Targum in bold, which means every single word that it says here in this Targum over here is not to be taken. Now we go through the Psukim over here. So you get lucky if you get one word in bold. You get lucky if you have two words in bold. In the previous Pasuk, we had an extra word, Cain. The Pasuk before, we had the word Yosei and the word Cholak. And then Midorei, okay, the handful number of words on the page are in bold. I never saw this. The whole Pasuk is in bold. So what does this mean over here? So let's see verse Rashi. Rashi over here says, Vayiskar Elokim es Rachel Rashi. Zohar lo shemoshra simonecha lachoysa Hashem. What Hashem, remember Rashi says? That she gave over the simonim to her sister. Lavan went and surreptitiously exchanged Leah for Rachel and brought it to the chuppah. And Rachel saw that her sister would be put to shame, so she gave her the simonim. V'shahaysa mitzera shaloi ta'ale b'garola shel Esav. Another thing Hashem remembered. She was in pain that if she did not have any children, Yaakov would divorce her. She doesn't have any children, so Yaakov, what do I need her for? V'shahaysa mitzera shaloi ta'ale b'garola shel Esav. And Yaakov would divorce her. Who would take her as a wife? Esav. V'shaloi ta'ale b'garola shel Esav. Shema Yigar Shena Yaakov. Yaakov will divorce her. Lefisha Ein Lo Bonim. V'yaf Esav Arasha Kach Ola Belibo. Esav also was hoping to marry Rachel. Kisha Shamash Ein Lo Bonim. Hu She Yiseit HaPayot. The Python. In the Kroivais of Yoim Rish and the Roshana. Ha Admoin. The Admoin is Esav. Kibot. When he saw Sheloi Cholo. That she did not become pregnant. I think it means. Tzava, he wanted Lekachta Loi to take her, Vinis Bahalo, and she was terrified. Now, isn't this amazing? Because it says, the Rachel, the Eine Leia Raka. This is such a Musa Haskell in life. When they were young, when they were 3 years old, 5 years old, whatever, how old they were, it says, the Eine Leia Rakois. Leia, her eyes were tender. The Rachel Hoyasa Yifas Toyar Vifas Mare. Rashi, Leah's eyes were rakois, wet, tender, because she cried. Why did she cry? Because she realized that she had cousins, that she and Rachel and Leah had two cousins, Yaakov and Esav. And the older one goes to the older, and the younger to the younger. Esav is older, Leah is older, so Leah's going to marry Esav. And Rachel's going to marry Yaakov. And what did Leah do? She Googled Esav. She sat down at the computer. She took out her smartphone. And she typed in Esau. How do you pronounce him in English, Esav? Esau, how do you pronounce him? How do you pronounce Esav in English? Esav. She put him into the computer. She Googled him. And it said, Retzeach. A menoif, oivir avoydezora, a rasha berusha yimach shemo v'zichro. What? This is my bashert. Saw you at Sinai. She went to saw you at Sinai. She looked at his profile. She saw a reitzeach, and she cried. Rachel had no problem. Rachel, all the boys wanted her. V'rachel hoyisa yifas hevifas mare. And look at this. Fast forward. I don't know how many years this is, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. Pumfakert. The one that's crying now that she's going to fall in the hands of Esav is Rachel. Leah has six children with Yaakov. She ain't going nowhere. And Rachel has no one, no children. And Yaakov is not going to want to stay married to her anymore because she has no children. So who's going to take her? Who's going to pick her up? Esav. So look at that. When they were young, it was Leah who was crying, the Eine Leah Rakois. And fast forward 30, 40 years, the one that's crying is Rachel. Isn't that amazing, the irony of life? The irony of life. Okay? People in Shidduchim, you know, it's people, only I could have married that girl. Oh, that girl. You mourn your whole life over the girl. Oh, I wish I could have married that girl. And who got that girl? Someone else got that girl. And her husband is crying his head off, if only I didn't marry that girl. You don't know what's good in life. You don't know. Look at the irony. Here it was Leah that was crying, and now Rashi says, "Vishahisa mitzera." Rachel was in his distress. Shelaitale bigorolo shelaysav. Shema yigor shena Yaakov. Yaakov will divorce her. Lefishen labanim. V'yafes of a rasha kach olu b'libo that he wanted. Ah, gevaldik. I can't wait until Yaakov divorces her, and I'll marry her. And you say this in Rosh Hashanah. Who should you say to pay it? Why do you say this in Rosh Hashanah? You know why you say it? Because in Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Hadin. And you don't know what's good. On Rosh Hashanah, you say this. You say this in the Nusach HaTfilah. For who should you say to pay it? When? In the Kroivos, L'Yom Rishon, the Rosh Hashanah Shacharis. On the Yom Hadin. Mi Yichin Miyamos. Who's going to get this shirach? Who's going to get that shirach? You don't know what's good for you. You don't know. Any Leah Rakos, look what happened. She ended up marrying Yaakov. She had 6 children. Rachel, at this point in time, had nothing. And she was on the verge of getting divorced. And Esav would go and take her. And she would live a miserable life. That's what you have to remember on Rosh Hashanah. The first day of Rosh Hashanah. Isn't that amazing, Drush? In the Rashi over here? Unbelievable. Now, what does the Targum say? The Targum, every word of Targum over here is, it says, V'al duchrono de Rochel, kodam Hashem. V'al duchrono de Rochel. What does it mean, duchron? The remembrance. It ascended. It ascended to the highest heaven. The duchrono, the remembrance, de Rochel, kodam Hashem. V'kabil tzloisa Hashem. Hashem accepted her prayer. V'hav la idui. And Hashem gave her Idui. What does it mean, Idui? Conception. That's not the literal translation of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Vayiftach Hashem opened up Es Rachma, her womb. Targum says, Vihav, Hashem granted La, her, Idui, conception. That's a very unusual expression. Okay, now let's see what it says over here in the art scroll. Okay. Okay, let's see, 23. I'll read you what it says over here in the article. Uncle, it's words, the statement in this way to avoid any impression that at a certain point Hashem remembered something that he did not remember beforehand. And Uncle, it's wording is clear that Rachel prayed and at a certain point her remembrance came before him. That is, Hashem accepted her prayers. Now, Uncle, it's usually renders the phrase Vayizkolukim as Hashem remembers in present tense to show that Hashem always remembers. Here, Uncle's translation reflects the fact that Hashem was taking note of prayer. All right, I'm not sure what he means over here. Uncle's understands that Rachel had offered prayers that Hashem accepted. Rashi explains to the verse to mean that only that Hashem remembered Rachel's special merits. Ah, home run over here. Why is Rashi making this comment? Rashi is being choylik on Uncle's. What did Hashem listen to? Vayizkor Elokim es Rachel, vayishma elech Elokim. Uncle says it was prayer. Prayer. Her remembrance went up before Hashem. V'kabil tzloisa Hashem. Rashi says no. V'yishlokim es Rachel, v'yishma elech Elokim. Rashi says that Hashem didn't listen to her prayers. Hashem focused on her merits. Her zuchuyot, not her prayers. Zuchuyot. That's a very nice insight, he says. He's trying to make a machloikis between Rashi and Uncleus. Is it that Hashem remembered her? Listen to her prayers, but Hashem remembers his chuyos. Let's finish up over here with what it says over here in the Ma'at Sari, in this passage very quickly. Okay, Hashem, and then he gave her conception. Okay, what about, he doesn't want over here, he doesn't explain about the conception over here. Okay, he doesn't talk about the conception part. Okay, for quickly, it says over here, let's see, V'al duchrana g'nichnas z'chus z'chusa v'chein tek v'unkulis v'nizkartem v'fnei Hashem. Okay. V'tzarchin. All right. For the Hashem Shemakim Shekonim Bo Nisim Zatfilo Yamasa Odom g'nichnas z'chusa. All right. Vaita. No comment here. V'hav l'idui k'losh nakosav v'yitin lo herayom. No. That's all he says. Doesn't say very much. All right. We definitely learned a lot of chidush from here tonight. Gvaldik. Unbelievable. These are things mamish sodos. So they say this. Thank you for coming and learning with me, Reb Leizer, Reb Mordechai Mizrahi, and Mayor Appeldorf. Have a good night. Zay gesund. Okay, I'm signing off as I exit.
The Gemara says it's three lines down. Assume it's covered with Kolyam. That's why you don't have to assume it's covered. Kosher Lori. I'll say it's a kasha.
Which one?
Asuyin lehis kabei the Kolyam.
Yeah.
Oh, I asked. Let's see the kasha. The first one. Which one?
Which one?
Why? Because basically,
I'm so happy that right now, now I have a shot with that, a new shot with that.
Right.
Now better.
Yeah.
Wow.
So.
That's not that bad, though. Except for that it's all gray.
What's the difference?
What?
What's the difference?
I'm not talking money. Is it good?
No.
Yeah, we try it with this.
When do you have to say it? Right. So when I call you this, if you can make them, you can find it. Because, yours?
Yeah.
Because, next time you're doing this already, you're doing more. That's not me, I'm just really doing more.
No,
then
I know the real
art. You know it.
She doesn't know what I do.
So exactly, though. You know him.
That one works.
I'm very excited.
Yeah.